This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, I might add. Yes, the 51st state. Looking more and 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 more like that, the probability of becoming the 51st state is going to happen, believe it or not. Believe it or not, Ripley's. Now, this is not Ripley's. No Ripley's for you. No, this is not Ripley's. This is all fact-based, data-driven news. Brought to you by citizen journalists all over the fruited plains of the United States of America. And they are fruited, aren't they? Listen, I am just kidding. We got to have some fun here. I mean, it's not all seriousness now, right? Or is it? I don't know. I guess it could be. It's as serious as we want to make it. And there are some, there are some serious things going on. No question about it. Some serious, serious things happening. Okay, so enough of the tomfoolery. Let's get right down to it. I'm trying to find out where we're at with the... I guess we got no place to go but up here. We talked about this American Spectator article, which I thought was absolutely brilliant and brilliantly done, talking about the Barr investigation, and this guy by the name of Durham out of Connecticut. In Durham, and it's interesting that he's out of Connecticut. I wonder how long he's been there. He's been there a long time. You know, back in the day when I think he's probably out of the... An interesting guy, actually. He might hold some secrets. You know, there was quite an anomaly that developed. And this is a ring-a-ding-ding thing. This is quite an anomaly that developed out of Connecticut. Back in 2012, in December, there was a shooting in a school called Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. And I don't know how many people were murdered. They said they died, a dozen or so, students and adults and so on. But the FBI that year said no one died in Newtown, Connecticut. There was no reporting to the FBI. You go back and look at the records at the FBI, which, by the way, the FBI would have been run out of that office by this John Durham guy. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know why there's a ding, 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 ding going on there. I'm just suspicious about that, that there was never any report by the FBI of anybody dying at Sandy Hook. And that's in Connecticut, where this guy's out of. And this guy's been a hardcore guy on government corruption and things like that. So I wonder why that is. I wonder why they wouldn't report that. It was all over the news. Everybody said everybody died. And why wouldn't he report that? I'm just asking the question. And it's perfectly A-okay if I ask that question, isn't it? Why would that? That's just, and that is a hitch in the giddy up for all those people that say that Sandy Hook never happened. They say the FBI said it didn't happen. What's your beef? I mean, the FBI said it didn't happen, and it didn't happen, right? And this guy, if he was the guy, if he was the guy at the time operating that, apparently was, because that really was just a few years ago. He's been there in Connecticut for a long time. These theoretical things, it just gets you all the time, doesn't it? These theoretical things. I don't know why. It just hit me, though, because I remember going through perusing all those reports about Sandy Hook and sitting there thinking, well, that's kind of odd that the FBI would say there's no murders in Newtown, Connecticut. Unless they've changed it. It's been a couple years since I've seen the reports, but everybody was scratching their head on that one. Like, why wouldn't the FBI do that or say that, right? Just saying. Okay, so we got all kinds of weird things going on up there at the Oroville Dam. I was up there yesterday. I spent several hours perusing things, and of course it's leaking, still leaking up there like a sieve, if you will. And they're still measuring. They're using their infrared and other types of red things out there. Right now the lake level is 894.99990. I'm sorry. It's this tick thing that goes off in my brain. Insane in the membrane business. And the outflows are 4,334, and the inflows are 6,109. There's that 9999 thing going on there. So that's kind of what we have here. So 894.90. For those of you that are counting, right? 9-9. I don't get me going. And I'm already going on it. Okay, so what does it look like? And I'm going to tell you, yesterday when I went up there, I looked at the spillway, and it was shocking to see that our worst, really, the evidence is pretty clear. Number one, the water is leaking through the plates. Okay, it was not, they say it's not doing that. But the reality check for the world is it is. There's serious amounts of, it looks like it might be dye or something like that, but this, whatever it is they're using on the spillway is staining it black. So the spillway is getting this bad reputation as a deep stater already. it's almost a brown, it's so brown, it's a blackish color that streaks, big streaks. We'll have pictures at 9 o'clock tonight. But big streaks that go down the entire length of the spillway. And, of course, you can see where the water is emanating from the cracks in all the seams. And there's no doubt that there's damage there. Plus, there's no water, which is odd. because if it was fully functional, and we're talking about the under drains, as they're called, it's kind of like underwear. Did you know that the dam wears underwear, known as under drains? Listen, it's radio. So everybody has underwear on, like, except for those with, you know, do the flossing thing. But the under drains serve as the underwear, if you will. So, and what it does, it leaches in all the soil, or excuse me, all the water within the soil underneath the spillway so that, you know, you can get it out away from the spillway so it doesn't percolate up. Oh, percolating up is a problem, yes. And, of course, that's what we've been seeing here. But it's designed to do that, and it's not working at all on this dam spillway. Now, that's why we've kind of wanted to start getting, hey, we want our old spillway back because we know the water was still porting and functioning. They used clay pipes back in the day. And here we have PVC surrounded by what? Oh, surrounded by pea gravel and felt. When they made these drains, now this is kind of a problem, guys. It really is a problem. And this big problem means that there's going to be problems ahead if they start to use the spillway with the leaks and the clogged drains. That's why I think it's pretty safe to assume, but I know you don't like that assume word, that the spillway is not going to be used ever again. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. Before I yell, we get yelled at more, right? But we do some more yelling at you. We're back. Yeah, we're sort of looking at the top of the Oroville Dam here. It's kind of interesting. With the cameras are going in and out. They've changed their frequency sequencing and so on of the cameras. So you can't just stream it live now, as a lot of these people have been doing. And they interrupt it. So you have to refresh it to see it more. You know, that sort of thing. They're playing a little games. We know that. We know that. It's not your computer that's the problem here, folks. It's their little controlling of the cameras. So you can't see. You just let them live with these people. This is what they do all the time. It's kind of interesting. It's only the top spillway camera that happens. The other ones, it doesn't happen. Shocking. Shocking. Just that one. Because, you see, they have so many problems up at the top of the dam. And now let's sort of lay it all out here for you. The top of the dam is in real serious trouble. That's where the head works, where all the gates are. There's 8 tainter gates up there, radial tainter gates. And they're all broken. Yeah, they're and thanks to everybody rolling these big old vibrating trucks across the old spillway, setting up harmonics in the concrete of the headworks itself that holds the gates. We got a crumbling headworks. And, of course, it's crumbling even more because there's more water underneath the headworks, which is originally a problem. We said this 2 years ago. It's originally a problem, and it's a problem. It's there. Hello, wake up. No, we don't want to talk about that. We just don't want to talk about that. Kind of silly, isn't it? But it's true. So, you know, they've built this dam, and on the dam, they've been driving these heavy trucks for 2 years now. At some point in time, with all the water running around underneath it and on the sides of this head gates business, which the gates are the ones that control the water flow that goes over the main spillway. And then adjacent to that, you have the emergency spillway, which is fast approaching the 901-foot mark. And they don't have any intent on using the main spillway. No. They brought in cranes in. The cranes are underneath the gates, underneath that bridge. You can't see it. And by the way, they've been reinforcing. Yeah, they've been using steel girders to reinforce between where the gates are held and the road deck itself. But everything's okay. And, of course, as you take a look at the spillway, it's the leaks in the plates now are even more apparent. Yeah. And, of course, the leaks through the gates. You know, if you're the DW, it's okay if they leak. No, it's not okay. It's a sign of a big problem. I mean, if you have a leak in your house, you want it to. You have a leak. Now, sometimes you have. If you're living in cold country where you have freezing pipe problems and things like that, you always want to, you know, you let your drain, you let your spigots have a little stream of water coming out. And it looks like, well, to somebody who's never seen that, oh, it's leaking. Well, it's a deliberate thing. The last time I checked, the temperature up there at the dam yesterday was about 98 degrees and rising. It was in the morning. No freezing for you at the Oroville Dam. So, obviously, it's not supposed to be a leak, right? Yeah, that's true. None of these gates are supposed to leak, but yet they are leaking, and that's okay. It's not okay. It's a sign of damage. That's my point. It's a sign of a bigger problem, and the bigger problem are these gates. They're sealing because they're broken. They're misaligned. That's the dirty little secret. Now we have this problem of settling and crushing down so much by various trucks and vehicles going across that bridge. It can only hold so much, and it's getting to the end of its life, primarily because, as a bridge structure, primarily because of what's been going on over the last 2 years, hauling massively heavy items across the bridge. So that's the story going on at the Oroville Dam. The main spillway is broken. It's showing big signs of problems that are not solved, but they're trying desperately to solve them, apparently. They don't want to tell you, though. I'm just telling you. I know somebody has to be the person to be the bearer of all the good word, right? And that's me. I mean, what else do you want me to do? Lie to you? No, I can't. I cannot do that. The title for today's show is "Damn More Lies" from the DWR. Okay, impeach Trump to defend democracy, June 15th. That was 2 days ago. Shocking. That was Saturday. Now, I want to point this out to you because this is, I know it's a switcheroony, but it has something to do with the water world up here in Northern California, which is controlled by certain people who have George Soros affiliation. Why would I say such a thing? Because of MoveOn.org. Oh, MoveOn.org. Yeah, you know Joan Blades? Says this is what they did on Saturday. I didn't really hear too much reportage from this. Of course, I haven't been listening to the other mainstream yakos that are out there. This is Michelle Moon's Breitbart. It says leftist activist organization MoveOn.org will hold nationwide impeach Trump protests Saturday. This is last Saturday, in partnership with many organizations, including Women's March. There you go. Congress members Rashid Tlaib and Al Green joined in a June 18 planning call ahead of the events. You know, June 18th. That doesn't make sense. June? Is it tomorrow, June 18th? So the march is when? Is it next? Why does it say the March 15th? I'm confused because this is the 17th. I guess they're going to do something about that. It says, impeachment act to defend democracy, June 15th. All right, well, let's go with this. Congress members Rashid Tlaib and Al Green joined in a June 18th planning call ahead of the events that are co-sponsored by We the People. The website aimed at impeaching President Donald Trump provides information on the call in link titled People's Impeachment Guide. I think she's misspelled something here. There's also a little thing. Has Mark Meckler joined forces with George Soros through MoveOn.org? That's by an article from the San Francisco Chronicle, I might add. Got a whole bunch of information about how their MoveOn.org, which is a George Soros operation, is really behind them. It's the mother of all NGOs or non-governmental organizations that are organizing this, and it's clearly Joan Blades who runs MoveOn.org. She gets all of her money from her good friend, George Soros. That's MoveOn.org. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. This is not rocket science. So, you know, what is going on here? Why is this happening? Well, it's happening because they want to impeach Trump. And they got the money to do it through George Soros to put these events on, and they're doing it. Expect more of this from George Soros, as especially the left starts to shrivel up and go away. Literally. We'll just be left with all the totalitarian, socialist, Nazi, communist folks. We're going to let them suss it out, right? I don't think so. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. We're absolutely back. Isn't it nice to be back? And the answer to that is, yes, it's nice to be back. Absolutely back. Okay, so a lot of things happening tomorrow. Donald Trump is going to be announcing from Florida. He's going to be coming out, so to speak. The big announcement that he's running for re-election. So there's watch parties all over the place, and those of you that are inclined, get involved. We have a bunch in New California counties that are cropping up with all sorts of things relative to New California and Donald Trump. So that's the other part of it. By the way, if you're of any political persuasion and you want to start a political party in New California, you're free to do that. There's no Prop 14s in New California. Okay? No, none of that. By the way, Second Amendment, folks have been wondering, how do you feel about the Second Amendment? Well, you know, you got to be a CCW person as far as I'm concerned. Hey, we're going to get right up there in New California and support and defend the Second Amendment, period. And that's our state pledge to everybody. Wait till you see what we come out with for Second Amendment procedures and protocols or whatever. No California laws, by the way, will apply in New California for Second Amendment issues. All that goes away. We are not going to tolerate New California. The level of restrictions that people have placed upon the Second Amendment by way of the state in California. Not happening. Not happening. You want to buy a gun today? You can take it home today when you buy it. That's what's going to happen in New California. Mm-hmm. There are checks you can do within one day, and they can take it home. None of this business about delaying. 10-day wait. You buy your gun. 10 days, you get it later. Right. None of this stuff. You know, magazines, 30. You know, if you want a barrel magazine that holds 100 rounds, you're going to get one. Yeah. You want to have, you know, the terrifying look of a of a military-style gun? You can get one. Yeah, even without the glowing tip of the barrel to indicate it that it's a toy gun. None of that for you. No, none of that for you. No, we aren't going to tolerate that. So that's just a few things that are coming up for the case of New California, which is going to be made here in the next 6 to 8, 10 months. And like I said, the big key thing is what's going to be happening in November, October, November of this year, 2019. So we're growing, by the way, more counties coming on board for New California. And I say coming on board, we're at the point where we've acquired the counties. We've got the agreements with the counties already. We've done that acquisition business. We're not taking in any more counties or parts. Well, some parts of counties maybe. It just depends on how this whole thing shapes up, you know, when we start to put the counties together. We were asked last night, if you take a look at the map of New California, the one that's out there currently, that map is representative of the counties that have county committees. So you don't see any connected dots basically between, you know, old California and itself. It's broken up into three distinct areas, parts of it. So that is the way that goes. But having said that, when we go to negotiate the final product, it's going to look probably a lot different. Not too much different, because the ruralness is still going to be there. We're still going to have the 18, 19 million people that we're looking for. That's still going to be what we're doing, okay? We're still going to be running these borders the way we want to do it, and it's going to center and feature around the rural parts of California. That is a fact, just to let you know. Let's see. Judge Jeanine, Donald Trump is transparent, unlike any other politician. That's true. That's true. What are they going to do with Joe Biden? I mean, I had this thought, and I said to myself, am I going to say something to the audience about this? This guy is really off the hook. So I wake up, and I come out this morning, at about really early this morning. I was up really early. I don't know if any of you have this problem. It's not a personal thing, because it's not me. It's my phone. Okay? This is what's happening with at least my phone. It's dialing itself. I mean, it's dialing by itself. Dials people in the middle of the night. Last night, I'm awakened by my cell phone kind of going off a little bit, and it says that I've got a, you know, message coming in, email, and I'm like, you're looking at the email, and it says, did you know that your phone call called, your telephone called me at 1:47 in the morning? And I'm looking at it, and it's on the counter, you know, it's on the counter. I'm like going, really? I don't know if any of you have that problem with your iPhones, but, you know, mine sure seems to want to call people at random, which is kind of weird. So back to the iPhone store I go, right, to figure out maybe it's, obviously it's my fault. I am doing something completely wrong. At least that's what they'd probably have you say, right? Anyway, one of the big things that's happening, I got to get this out there. This is something I was reading about, and I think I'm going to go to Shannon. My all-time favorite reporter, by the way, one of them at Fox News is Shannon Bream. She's just a class act. And I'll tell you, she tells it, she's straight. She's absolutely as straight can get in terms of, you know, when she does a report on something. But the big thing that's happening right now, because it is June, we're getting in July, and we're going to be hearing from the Supreme Court as its term ends coming up soon. And there's some big cases coming forward here that are pretty big. And I think she got it. Let's see if we've got it. We're going to break through the whole thing. Here we go.
Some of the biggest decisions of the year from the U.S. Supreme Court, the current term drawing to a close, and the high court tossing the appeal of the Oregon Bakers to the lower court. Shannon Bream sorts through this. She's on the steps there in Washington, D.C. All right, Shannon, what's happening thus far? Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Bill. We have been waiting on the orders list. That tells us what cases the court may add for the fall, because they're about to wrap up this term. They'll start arguments again in October. One of the cases we had been watching is one we've covered here on Fox. The couple out of Oregon that had a bakery that served everyone, but when they were approached about doing a custom cake for a same-sex ceremony, they declined because of their religious beliefs. This has gone on for years, this case. They'd appealed all the way here to the Supreme Court. Instead of making a decision on the merits, what the court has done is send it back down to the lower courts based on the ruling we got here last year from Justice Kennedy right before he retired, that masterpiece cake case out of Colorado, the baker there. Now, a lot of folks will tell you that did not decide this case on the merits, this issue of LGBT rights versus religious rights for business owners. It essentially said there was some animus in the decision making, and because of that, it wasn't a fair decision. So now this case goes back to Oregon. We have another case on appeal here. It is the florist out of Washington State, Baronelle Stutzman. She too had a longtime customer. A gay couple came to her. They wanted them to do her to do flowers for a same-sex ceremony. She declined. And because of that, she has also been tied up in lawsuits for several years. So it seems the court is going to have to take one of these cases within the next year or two.
We're going to come back and catch up a little bit here after the break. Shannon Bream.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a lot of things going on here. It says, explosion near border causes quake. Whatever that is. I'm trying to get back to the other article here. There was another article about the... About the situation at the court, the Supreme Court, and the decisions they're coming up with. Anyway, they're going to come up with their decisions, and those decisions are going to be out probably by the end of next month. And it's going to be some big, big decisions. Obviously, the one at the border situation that's happening out there, does the president have the authority to do the things he's been asking to do? That's before the Supreme Court. That will decision. You know, this is just the absolute, to me, craziness of it all, that you've got this situation where you've got everything being held up by a court. Now, you know, by the court holding up the things that are of the executive office. This is, there's just way too much of this sort of thing going on. Of course, this has all been part of the plan of the left to stop anything that goes against anything that they don't like, right? To stop Donald Trump, in other words. Interesting little side note to this. This is a new story that just came out since we covered the first part of this in the first hour. 800 found packed into semi-trailers in Mexico. So they actually have started to enforce some of these things. Mexico to target human traffickers and immigration crackdown. It says here that Mexico's government on Monday highlighted the rescue of nearly that they rescued nearly 800 migrants packed into semi-trailers, calling the operation a message that authorities are getting serious about combating human trafficking. Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good sign, right? Will that actually linger for the next 45 days? And I say linger, because whether or not that's going to happen, you don't know. They might not let that happen. They might just, you know, knuckle under and say, hey, bring them all in. Because it's money there. You got to remember, this whole thing is money all the way across the board. It's all about the money. Remember that. Important to understand. Now, here in California, Pacific Gas and Electric has decided to go on a whole tantrum of shutting everybody's power off. Because why? There's just so much going on about the wildfires, and it's just so costly, right? Right. I'm not buying any of that. Never have. Because listen to this. Grid hack in South America. Hunt for cause of massive outage. Really? Millions left in dark, empty streets. Here's one, though, that's even more relevant to what we're doing with New California. It says, California governor says Republican Party headed into waste bend of history. That's... I swear to goodness, that's exactly what it says here. This is from The Hill. California governor says Republican Party is headed into the waste bin of history. California Governor Gavin Newsom, in an interview published Monday, said the Republican Party is headed for the waste bin of history. In an interview with Politico, Newsom compared national Republicans to the GOP in California in the 1990s. California Republicans were once a force, but have seen their power disappear over the last two decades. Washington Republicans will go in the same direction into the waste bin of history the way Republicans in the 90s have gone in California. That's exactly what will happen to this crop of national Republicans, Newsom told Politico. Former California Governor Pete Wilson pushed for a ballot measure in 1994 that prohibited illegal immigrants from gaining access to public schools and health care has been widely linked to the GOP's erosion in the state. Well, let's see. Was it really that or the court decision to stop it? Newsom drew a connection between that and today's politics. That is a bunch of crap, what he's saying here. He's reaching way back. America in 2019 is California in the 1990s, he told Politico. The xenophobia, the nativism, and the fear of the other, scapegoating, talking down over past people, the hysteria, and so we're not going to put up with that. We're going to push back. That's from Gavin Newsom. Newsom also took several shots at President Trump, though he stopped short of calling for impeachment proceedings to begin. He instead voiced his support for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a longtime friend. Longtime friend, they're like related. And fellow San Franciscan. What's so remarkable about someone with the experience and temperament of Speaker Pelosi is that she's seen a lot of movies. Newsom said. She's been there. She's got a better sense than a lot of folks. She's seen a lot of movies. What is that? Newsom says, she's been there, she's done. So I think we should stay the course. What we're doing is working. I think Democrats are winning right now. What he doesn't get is that there's tons of California Republicans, good conservatives, but you know, the party has been destroyed from inside. We know that now. Everybody sees that. There's been a plan and a scheme to do exactly that, and now we're wise to it. Maybe Mr. Newsom had better wait until November to be making those kind of comments, this coming November. But it's proof and evidence of what we've been saying at New California, that the California Republican Party is dead. But there's the new California Republican Party. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. So the Supreme Court said that it was sending another case over a baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple down to its lower court for recommendation. The justice, in an unsigned order, said that the Court of Appeals for Oregon should reconsider the case after the Supreme Court's narrow ruling last year in favor of a Colorado baker who similarly refused to make the same-sex cake. Monday's order means that the justices avoid having to rule on the divisive case that pits claims of religious liberty against allegations of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Supreme Court order tosses out a 2017 Oregon Court of Appeals opinion that ruled against the baker. And upheld a $135,000 fine against the business. So it throws out the 2017 Oregon Court of Appeals opinion that ruled against the baker and upheld the fine. The justices last year had narrowly held in favor of the baker in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, finding a 7-2 ruling that a Colorado State Commission had violated free exercise clause of the Constitution when it penalized the baker for breaking the state's public accommodations law. However, the court is also likely to soon face another decision on whether to hear a similar case. The justices last year had sent back a case on whether Washington State florists had discriminated. See, this is the thing that's non-stopping. Anyway, I'm really kind of glad we got this article out there about how Gavin Newsom really feels about California Republicans and Republicans in general now, pontificating that the Republican Party is going to go the same way as the Republican Party did in the 90s. Interesting the way the Republican Party went in the 90s based upon an incident in Orange County called the Orange County bankruptcy. Kind of kicked it all off. But he's faced with a whole other set of problems, Mr. Newsom is, that he's not telling you about. But we're more than happy to tell you that the state is going broke as a joke. The state budget, by the way, the money for the state, to run the state, just not showing up like it used to. He doesn't want to talk about that, though. He wants to lie to everybody about, you know, how much money the state doesn't have. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And thanks for listening. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're
send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.